insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا.
And it is he who has created from semen a human being and made him a relative by lineage and marriage. And ever is your Lord competent concerning creation.
We are going to discuss the 54th verse of this chapter. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ قَدِيرًا And he it is who has created man from water. Then he made him related in blood and in wedlock, and your Lord is ever powerful. Since the previous verses talked about the falling of rain as well as the locating of the salty and sweet waters beside each other, now this verse mentions the creation of man from water. But the purpose of water in this noble verse is the sperm of man, and the evidence of it is found in the following two verses that says, Did we not create you from a base fluid, and he is created from a gushing fluid? Anyway, the verse starts saying, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا And he it is who has created man from water. Verily, carving on water and shaping such a novel figure on water is the reason for the omnipotence of Allah. In fact, the former verses talked about the growth of plants because of rainwater, the different benefits of rainwater. But here it speaks about a higher level, that is the creation of something, which is man, of utmost complexity from water. Therefore, the commentators believe that the purpose of water here is the sperm from which all men are generated by Allah's might. And this sperm, which is floating in water, joins the woman's and the first blossom of man's life, that is the first living cell of man, will be created.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly, the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
If a man carefully studies the various phases of forming sperm, from the beginning up to the end of the fetal period, he sees a lot of signs of Allah's might and magnificence, so that they will be enough to know his pure essence, his existence in the world. And this commentary about translating the purpose of water into the sperm of man will be proved by the sentences that follow the verse, and we will, God willing, explain it. Anyway, undoubtedly, most of man's body consists of water. Talking about benefits of water, we can mention that the main material of every man is water. And consequently, man can very scarcely resist lack of water. While he can survive many days and weeks without eating food, but he cannot resist a lack of water. He cannot resist thirst. Of course, it is possible that all of these meanings are included in the concept of the verse. I mean, the reason why the word water is mentioned in this verse could be both the first man is created from water and all human beings that are created from water, which was sperm. And that water is the most important material of man's body. But what amazes us is the fact that water is the simplest material of the world. You see it everywhere, but how has it become the source of such wonderful creation? This is the reason for his might. This is what he wants us to consider and understand. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. And he it is who made man from water. And then the verse continues after mentioning the creation of man to talk about the increase of generations. It says, فَجَعَلَهُ نَصَبًا وَصِهْرًا. And then he made him related in blood and wedlock. The purpose of the word nasab, or blood, is the relationship that is between men by way of reproductions and births, such as the relationship between father and offspring, or relationship between brothers. The word sihr, the purpose of this word, or translated into wedlock, originally means groom. And the purpose of this word, which is used in this verse, is the relationship that occurs through marriage between the two families, such as the relation of man with the close relatives of his wife, which is created in this way. These two are what Islamic jurists say as the indirect cause and lineage in the subject of marriage. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, talk about this verse more in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones. and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.